Time to talk business with Christopher Arnes, Managing Editor for Digital News at the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
We talk with Christopher on Fridays about what's going on business-wise in the region. Seems like there's a bit more motivation to finally start overhauling Sacramento's aging convention center complex. City officials have talked for years about upgrading or even replacing the building at 14th and J Streets downtown. What's different this time around?
The arena is nearing completion and the economy is better, which means the city has more money and really more ability to focus on this project. But there's also some urgency. The convention center hasn't been expanded since 1996, and this week the city's Visitors Bureau released a white paper that said the city is actually losing convention business because the convention center is just too small.
How's that affecting other downtown businesses? Does that mean that they're losing out too?
What the Visitors Bureau says is that if events leave, then hotels and restaurants will really be losing out revenue. The Visitors Bureau says, you know, this is actually already happening. Many events have outgrown the convention center, and they've moved to other cities like Anaheim and San Jose that have revamped their convention centers in recent years. The Visitors Bureau would want to expand the convention center. They want to add two additional ballrooms. There are other people who just want to tear it down and start from scratch. Ultimately, that's up to the city council, which next month will consider all options on the table.
There's some new data out this week that show the Sacramento area housing market has come a long way since the dark days of the recession, but anyone looking to buy might not be happy.
That's right. You know, it's really a seller's market right now. The median home price in the Sacramento region rose by roughly 6 to 7% over the past year, and the median cost of a home right now is roughly $350,000.
Well, the other thing is that the inventory is way down. There's been a real decline in the number of homes on the market.
There's roughly 25% to 33% fewer homes on the market from last year at this time. Another report came out last week that said, you know, fewer than 8% of Sacramento area homeowners are underwater on their mortgages. That's just a huge difference because 4 years ago, that number was roughly 50%. Even with these great numbers, the local housing market, it hasn't gotten back to where it was before the housing crisis. New home sales were up in February, but they're still behind where the market was before the housing crash. Combined with rising rents and low inventory on the rental market, Sacramento's housing costs, just kind of across the board, rental and for people buying, really starting to become kind of expensive right now.
Big news in Natomas this week. The city got an application for a new 14-acre innovation center. It would be located at the corner of Arena Boulevard and East Commerce Way. This sounds like a good thing, but is there any downside?
According to the city application, this new complex would have several office buildings, it would have a Town Place Suites hotel, and it would have space for retail and restaurants. It would be the first new large-scale office development in Sacramento in several years, and it could complement whatever happens to the Sleep Train Arena complex to the north once the Kings leave, but it could also interfere if they're not on the same page with the Kings. It could also suck tenants away from downtown, making it less likely that we would see new downtown office construction anytime in the near future.
Sacramento International Airport this week received a new national distinction, and it doesn't involve flight schedules or baggage claims. What's going on there?
So a restaurant in the new Terminal B ranked number 2 on a new list of airport bars and restaurants with the best atmospheres nationwide. This restaurant is locally owned Cafeteria 15L, and it was picked from a group of 15 finalists by a website called 10best.com. This ranking really shows that the airport strategy of choosing mostly local eateries for the $1 billion renovation of Terminal B a few years back is paying off, and it's getting national recognition.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
Christopher Arnes is the Sacramento Business Journal's Managing Editor for Digital News. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.